is Attention Talk Radio, your ADHD information station, part of the Attention Talk Network. Its sister stations include Attention Talk Video, your ADHD talk show station, our subscription-based newsletter, Attention Talk News, your ADHD news source. Each media channel can be accessed at their respective URLs, attentiontalkradio.com, attentiontalkvideo.com, and attentiontalknews.com. Keep up with all the media channels on our Facebook page, found at facebook.com/attentiontalkradio.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to attention, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, ADHD and Attention Coach Jeff Copper. And with us in our virtual studio tonight is the ADD diva, Linda Rodley. We're very excited about tonight's show. We are tackling something that we've talked around the outskirts, but today we're going to get into ADHD and coming out, actual disclosure in some detail. I have to tell you, some shows that we come up with sometimes, and it takes us maybe a year, 2 years, 3 years to do it. It's not that we don't want to do it, but we're looking for like kind of the perfect guest, and I think we got the perfect guest and a great show lined up for you tonight. Real quickly, today is Wednesday, January the 21st in the year 2015 at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Actually, I'm looking at the date and can't realize, I think we've been doing this for over 5 years. A show every week for 5 years. It's kind of like wild. I think that makes us, 260 or 270 of these shows, not counting our Attention Talk Video. So, my, how time flies. Real quickly, ADHDfund.com is a crowdsourcing website to raise funds for small-scale ADHD research worldwide. There's lots of real good research that needs to be done that doesn't really have backers out there, and Dr. Russell Barkley asked me personally to kind of promote this, and we do it with pleasure on every show. So if you're part of the ADHD community, something as small as $5 or $10 can really help this type of cause, because that money adds up. And you know, as an individual, you can't make a real big impact in the ADHD world, but if we all speak with one voice, become members of CHAD, become members of ADDA, we can kind of work together to really kind of change the game. So please check that out, ADHDfund.com. Real treat for you guys tonight. We've got Linda Rodley, who is award-winning author and founder of the AD Diva Network, which rocks the world of ADHD women 40 or better. She's a professional certified coach, as I am, who works with highly motivated midlife and senior ADHD women and a few exceptional ADHD men. For these people who are really ready to get out and get out of their own way and live their dreams. Linda's first book about ADHD women, Confessions of an AD Diva Midlife in a Nonlinear Lane, won first prize for women's issues in the prestigious 2012 Next Generation Indie Book Award Contest. And I have to tell you, if you listen to me, you know that I have a dyslexia and learning disability, and I don't read many books, and I didn't read all of her books, but I actually read some of her books, and some of that book, and there's some great stuff in there. I really encourage you. We actually did an interview on Attention Talk Video and Meet the Neurotransmitter that was spectacularly good, so go check that out. Linda is the founder of and owner of the Garden Spirit Greenhouse in North Carolina, a private retreat house that offers a space for renewal and claim of spiritual focus. And I've seen Linda and working with couples before. I have actually funny experience when she was at a pre-conference one time. I walked in and was having to work with Nancy Rady, who I had not known before, and complete and total stranger. And it was amazing to me how the two of us, complete strangers, connected when it was over with. Anyway, she's amazing with couples and women. Her online accountability program, Gentle Nudge Me, has won kudos from participants and a solid support system of ADHD adults to get stuff done. Linda's an active ADHD volunteer and facilitates two monthly support groups in North Carolina, including the first local ADD network, the largest adult support group in the U.S. with nearly 700 members. And we're interviewing Linda tonight as a coach and an individual on coming out. But if you want to learn more about the ADD Diva Network, check us out. We did a show with her on a couple years ago. If you just go to Attention Talk Radio and or go to Google and search Attention Talk Radio and AD Diva Network. It'll come up. You can learn more about our interview with her on the radio, and we also have one on the video side. She serves as Vice President of the Board of the Directors of Attention Deficit Disorder Association, is the Chair of the Webinar Committee, and she's a popular speaker at international conferences and a blogger, guest columnist at Attitude Magazine, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. For more information, go to the addiva.net network, and that's addiva.net. And Linda, after all that, welcome to the show.
Well, I don't think I have to say anything, because after that bio, it's just like, okay, great, I like that person, I'm just not going to say anything. Thank you for that warm introduction.
You're one of our favorites. Number one, you're an easy interview. Number two, you're really, really knowledgeable. Number three, you always have great insights. And we're just thrilled here to have you here tonight. And we're talking about coming out. And today, as a coach, you work with us on a regular basis, and you actually have your personal experience with us. So can you set the table for us? Just kind of talk about this space a little bit, and we'll get into it.
Well, Jeff, I talk to a lot of people who say, I don't know how to talk about ADHD to people because they criticize it or they make jokes about it. Or, of course, the big issue is, do I come out to my boss or can I let people know at work? And I know that you've had some programs about disclosure in the in the workplace, that kind of stuff. But the truth is that you almost really have to be comfortable in your own ADHD before you can feel like you can share it out there. So part of my message today, and I'm going to say it more than once, is that you need to stand for yourself. You need to stand in the power of who you are, and in order to do that, you really have to know a lot about your ADHD, because everybody's ADHD manifests differently, and even if they were all the same, we all different personalities. So finding out how yours works and how it doesn't work sometimes, as a matter of fact, I think is kind of the first step toward coming out. And that sounds like that's all internal, and it absolutely is. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. So you got to be comfortable in your own ADHD.
Yeah.
The essence of this.
Absolutely.
And I that makes the total sense. It's funny, we did a show a couple years ago on disclosing ADHD to your child with Keith Lowe. It was funny because the focus of that show is really you have to be comfortable in where you're coming from first before you can have the conversation with your kid. And I pepper that in here because if you're not comfortable in your own ADD, I can see how that could be a real issue or a barrier or create a lot of anxiety if you try to do something like that.
And I think that the disclosure, the coming out. I mean, I have to credit Patty Quinn for this, but I stole it from her, use it all the time. But she talks about coming out of our ADHD closets, even though they're very messy closets. So it's not like being gay, but in some respects, it is kind of like being that. And there's lots of things people are hiding. I'm hiding because I was molested when I was a kid. I'm hiding because, whatever. I have fat thighs. That's harder to hide. I must tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, most people are hiding something. But ADHD is so kind of front and center because it involves behavior, and people out on the other side of it judge us. And what I find to be true is that when my behavior or the behavior of my clients is unacceptable, and they find that they bite their tongue to not keep from saying, they either do two things. They either fall into shame, which is back to I don't even know what my ADHD is and I'm ashamed of it, et cetera, et cetera. Or they bite their tongues because they want to say, but it's my ADHD. And I know, Jeff, you and I talked just for a second, literally, before we went live on the air, about is ADHD an excuse or is it an explanation? And sometimes it's both. But when ADHD is out there so much, I think it's important, if you're going to come out of the closet about this, and I'm going to use that euphemism if you don't mind, if you are going to come out about your ADHD to whomever, maybe it is your children like Keith Lowe talked about, maybe it is your boss like Ari talked about, maybe it's your family, maybe it's your coworkers, maybe it's your friends, although I suspect they may already know and they may just kind of winking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the really important part of this is to know what's your reason for doing this. Is it to let yourself off the hook? Because in my opinion, that's not a really great reason to come out. But a really, really good reason is to let other people understand what this is. Because I don't know, Jeff. Your show does so much of this, and I hope that the right people are listening, because the people who really need to hear this sometimes don't show up.
Mm-hmm.
Education changes everything about ADHD. When you understand, let's go back to being gay. When you know a person who's gay and you understand them, you don't judge them as being, oh, it's just a label, you're gay, I'm going to reject you. But when you understand them and you go, hey, that's just like me, the person's just, they're just like me, they just have different sexual preferences, it's the same with ADHD. Not that I'm saying ADHD is gay, don't hear that.
Yep,
I am saying that when you know somebody with ADHD, you begin to understand, you begin to get underneath. And so what's your purpose? Is your purpose to push people away and say, leave me alone, I'm doing my thing? Or is it to really educate people so that more and more people understand what this is and lead me to my goal, which I'll tell you about in a little bit?
So, oh, my God, this is great stuff. You said a second ago, what is your reason? You said,
yeah,
let yourself off the hook. Can you talk a little bit about more? What do you mean by let yourself off the hook?
Well, I'm talking about using it as an excuse. And I will tell you that I have met ADHD folks who say, oh, well, I can't do that because, you know, you just have to, you know, excuse me for being whatever they're being in the moment, you know, spacey or clumsy or whatever it is that they're being. And my thinking is that a really good way and a good reason to come out of the closet is to simply be in integrity with who you are. Now, we talked on one of our shows that we did earlier this, late last year, about hiding. We talked about the many masks that folks with ADHD wear. And some of those masks are actually well-deserved. And I think I may have talked a little bit about the research before, but there is substantial research that says, baby, you better stay back. You better hide. You better not come out of that closet, because there's a lot of judgment out there. But what we find again and again and again is that education is what breaks through all that. So when I talk about, I'm just going to disclose just so that everybody knows and that nobody expects much of me, that's not okay, because then that lets you off the hook too. You know, it lets you off for yourself. Because it says, oh, I can't do any better. And I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I always am trying to do it better, and there are lots of coping mechanisms, coping strategies. I almost hate that phrase. It's so overused.
Yep,
but there
uh-huh.
are lots of them that I use that I don't even realize I'm doing it anymore. They become so automatic. But I'm always looking for better ways to do things. And, of course, I'm fully disclosed. Good God, I'm on a radio show saying I'm ADD. I'm kidding what I'm saying, and I'm going in circles and all that stuff. But I'm always nervous because I'm afraid we're coming up to a break, and I don't want to say something and get in the middle of it. But I would like to talk about the benefit of perhaps belonging to a support group to kind of help practice coming out of that closet.
Yeah, what I want to do is I do need to go to a break, and when you come back, I want to comment on a few things that you said in relation to some other shows where people can go get a little bit more detail that we won't go into right now. So everybody who wants to learn more about Linda, the ADDIVA.net network, the ADDIVA network, and you can there's a ton of stuff there. You can learn all about Linda. Linda, can they get your book off that website, or do they have to go to Amazon?
The book, they can get the book. Everything's linked together, but you can get the book at confessionsofanaddiva.net or .com. Yes, it's
right.
on Amazon, and soon to be, it actually is available as an audio book, because a lot of people with ADHD have problems reading, so it's an audio book as well, and I read the book. So.
And if you're listening to the show and you're an audio person, that's another reason to buy the book. Audio book. So, with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
Cool.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
We are CHAD, the nation's leading nonprofit organization serving the community impacted by ADHD. CHAD and Attention Magazine provide science-based information about ADHD to families, professionals, the media, and the general public. Attention is the only publication in which your paid advertising promotes the mission of leadership, advocacy, research, education, and support for the ADHD community. Interested? Advertise in Attention Magazine and CHAD's website at chadd.org or call 240-487-2314.
The average annual cost of attending college starts around $25,000. Students who have ADHD are at high risk of dropping out because they haven't learned the critical skills they need to succeed in school. Protect your investment with an Edge Foundation coach, specifically trained to help students with ADHD and executive function impairment make the transition from high school to college. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is TimeTimer.com.
You deserve the best-trained ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to ADDCA.com and click on Find a Coach.
If you think you understand attention so well, then why are you struggling so much with it? Attention is as simple as it is complex to understand. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. It's grossly misunderstood. Consider this. Focus on the wrong thing, get the wrong solution. In our new ebook, we'll share 5 key tips and insights on managing ADHD learned from conducting more than 300 interviews with attention experts. Download our ebook today at AttentionTalkNetwork.com and start understanding and managing your attention today.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. We're having a great conversation about having ADHD and coming out. Before the break, Linda was spewing her normal fire hose of insights across you out there, and I just want to kind of pause here for a second and just reference a few things and maybe highlight the magnitude of those insights and give you some resources. We interviewed Dr. Ari Tuchman, I think it was November 2004, about disclosure or not disclosure, and that interview was profound for me because we actually have an interview on Attention Talk Video on this on disclosing, using ADHD as an excuse and an explanation. It was kind of interesting to me because if you use an excuse, it's almost like it's like a medicine ball, like, here, I'm going to give it to you. Woe is me. You've got to handle this right now. I'm the victim. You've got to do your work, and you've got to do the work for me at the same time. And it's very disempowering. Whereas if you use it as an explanation, you're maintaining that ball. It's your responsibility. You're just wanting everybody to understand why it is, but you're still like, I own it. I'm still responsible for it. I still work on it every day. And it was a powerful interview. Again, check it out if you're interested. But the other interview that we did, I think it was a year and a half ago, it was powerful for me because I never really thought about it. We had a show on being ADHD and gay at the same time, and in the interview, they were talking about the differences between the communities of ADHD and gay and how the whole gay pride thing, they had this mantra they're going out there, and it was fascinating to me because what I learned is by coming out and disclosing that you're gay is not necessarily, sometimes it's difficult for the individual, but it's great for the community overall. And I think if you look back over the last couple of years, the number of people that have rallied behind the gay pride thing and have come out is reducing that stigma association. It's making it easier for others to go. And the one thing that is about this, is, as you had said, is you alluded to it, Linda, and maybe if I'm wrong you can correct me, is that if you're going to come out with that integrity, you're educating people, and you're really changing the world to destigmatize this. So I remember when I grew up, it was brace face and 4 eyes for glasses. We don't even think about that anymore. But because it became kind of mainstream, and by coming out and educating people, you really can change it on a global basis. So I made a couple of kind of strong statements. Linda, feel free to disagree with me, but do you want to chime in on comment on that?
Well, I of course I agree with you because I kind of was going that direction myself. But I want to make sure that folks who are listening don't feel like they have to be crusaders for ADHD, because when you get down to your own personal life, things get very touchy. And it's like I'm having a hard enough time just staying upright, let alone going out there and spreading the word about ADHD. So I agree with you, absolutely agree with you, that it's great for the community and it's great for the entire world, let's face it, because the more people understand, the more forgiving and the more understanding they are. But if it's okay, I'd like to talk just a little bit about how people can kind of come out with their ADHD. Would
absolutely.
Is this an appropriate time to talk about that?
Fire away. We still have to come back to the benefits.
Well, there certainly are tons of benefits to it, but the act of doing it can be a little frightening, can be a little unsettling. So sometimes people will stick, kind of like sticking their head out of a little hole, and it's too cold out there, so they'll just pull back in. Or worse, somebody will come and step on your head, and you're like, I'm not going there again, for heaven's sake. So the advantage of coming out, if you will, or the advantage of being fully who you are in the world without apology, and I want to stress that word, without apology, is really important to your own self-esteem and to feel good about yourself. And again, back to, you got to do that prep work. You got to figure out who you are with the ADD and who you are in the world and all that other stuff. Doing your own work is really important. But I think that there are times that we can go back into that little hole by choice. So we may stick our heads up, and we may come all the way out of our little rabbit hole or whatever kind of hole it is, and to do that requires some tact, and it requires some thought, particularly if you're dealing with people, for instance, at work or some very tender friendships or something like that. So I strongly urge people to find an ADHD support group so that there are other people who have ADHD so that you can feel comfortable about being who you are, and interrupting is not criticized and it's not laughed at and it's not, you know, look down my nose and turn around the other way. So that's a really good place to be more accepting of who you are. That's the first step.
Yep.
And then the next step, I think, is to be able to choose your words carefully. So you're going to do a little rehearsal of this. And I hesitate to say that because a lot of folks with ADHD rehearse all their conversations with before they even happen. So that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about actually letting yourself be fully expressed. So it's kind of the opposite of that. But what I'm talking about in terms of rehearsal is, what exactly is it that I want people to know? What is it that I want, let's just use one person, what is it I want my friend Jane to know about my ADHD and how it manifests for me? First of all, you got to know how it manifests. That's part of your work. And then the other piece is, what is it that I want her to know, and how do I use language that will help her understand in the best way? And, you know, Jeff, you know I'm really big on communication, not just in the ADHD world, but out of it as well, especially for couples. But so where I'm going with this is that lots of folks with ADHD tend to talk all around the circus, all around it. Oh, they're like 50, it's like little Billy going all these different directions in the family circus and finally getting back to where they, and if you talk that way, you're going to lose people. So my recommendation is to sit down quietly for a little bit, if that's possible for you, if you're not too hyper, and to just simply say to yourself, okay, what is it I want to say to Jane? What is it I want to tell her? And the conversation you may jot down a few notes, and the conversation then may go something like, you know, there's been something that's been on my mind not just recently, but actually it's been there for several years, and I've been reluctant to bring it up to you because I was actually afraid that you might judge me for this. So I wondered if we might be able to sit down and have a conversation about this when you have a minute. So setting an appointment to do it is great. If you're going to do it right in the moment, at least you have kind of written down two or three main points that you want to get out. You don't have to do the fire hose, as Jeff says that I do. You don't have to do the fire hose of information and tell them every single fact about ADD that you have ever known in your life. You simply need to say, this is who I am. And I think the other part of that is that as you couch that language, and it's the opposite of being restrained. It's actually being completely unrestrained to be able to be honest with what you're saying. And that is to say something to the effect of, oh, well, if something comes up again, oh, it was just my ADD again. Rather than that, because that begins to sound like an excuse, maybe it's, oh, my gosh, there's my brain again. You know how sometimes I get confused and I forget. So please, I get that where I was going with that, and now we all know what's going on. And you can laugh together at it instead of being laughed at. I don't know about you, Jeff, but being ridiculed is probably the worst thing anyone has ever done to me. And it is so incredibly painful, I don't want to go there very often.
You know, I love this conversation, and it's churning right now because we did a show a while ago, it was over the summer, on ADHD and being transgender. And if I remember correctly, it's fascinating because we're in this whole space about how you kind of come out and kind of talk about it. I just want to throw this out. I call it a thinking tool for what I'm kind of coaching. Is the person, if I recall correctly, you can go make a statement to somebody Or you can turn around and do it like a paradigm shift, invite in and say, hey, you know, I've known you for a long time. I'd like to invite you in and, you know, to the inner circle, if you will, and as if you're paying respect to somebody and say, you know, I've actually kind of, I've got ADD, and I've, you know, in this situation, the person was talking about being transgender and ADD. And it's interesting because if you begin to choose your words or choose your perspective or your angle, it can be kind of powerful. And I think this is an individual experience, depending on who you are. This particular person that I interviewed articulated, like, you know, rather than shout out, you invite people in and make them feel special that you're actually kind of disclosing it to them. And we didn't talk about this in the interview, but what I got from reading between the lines is when you invite somebody in, it makes them kind of feel special, and there's a certain amount of respect that kind of takes place. And so I know I'm a little bit of a tangent, but this show was designed to help people begin to think about some of this stuff if you're listening to it, so I just had to insert that stuff in.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Linda, we need to go to another break real quick. Let's do that. We'll come back and we'll dig a little deeper, everybody.
Yeah.
You got addiva.net, Confessions of ADD Diva, and then you have another website?
ADDivaRetreats.com.
There we go.
We do retreats for women and for couples.
And with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is TimeTimer.com.
The average annual cost of attending college starts around $25,000. Students who have ADHD are at high risk of dropping out because they haven't learned the critical skills they need to succeed in school. Protect your investment with an Edge Foundation coach, specifically trained to help students with ADHD and executive function impairment make the transition from high school to college. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more.
Experience the difference with a top-notch ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
Focus on the wrong thing? Get the wrong solution. Misunderstand attention, and you'll struggle with it. Get 5 key tips and insights on managing ADHD learned from conducting more than 300 interviews with attention experts. Download the ebook today at attentiontalknetwork.com and start managing your attention today.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to this incredible edition of Attention Talk Radio with one of my favorites, the ADD Diva, Linda Rogley. Linda, I think this is a powerful show, and I want to communicate out there for our listeners, both now, because we definitely have a whole bunch of people, not on the switchboard, but we have a bunch of people kind of in the chat room, and there's another crowd that's not in the chat room that I can tell that you're listening online. Please share the show. A lot of people, that's the one thing that I like about doing this show, particularly when we do very interesting topics, is there's a lot of people who are trying to gain some information who they don't really want to disclose. They want to learn about what's kind of going on. And since we provide this information free out there for people to kind of access anonymously and think about, we provide a service. And with that being said, I would like to actually encourage you to kind of reward our advertisers, because without Time Timer, the Edge Foundation, ADCA, Chad, and others in the past, we couldn't really do what we do. So this is kind of powerful stuff. Linda, one of the things that in the disclosure process, because you were talking before the break a little bit about disclosing, and I think it's a really important point, is if you disclose, you need to allow people time to adjust. Can you talk about that concept a little bit and what that means?
Yeah, I'd love to, and I appreciate you kind of feeding me that, because what I wanted to talk about right now really feeds right into that, because this is all about safety. You need to feel that you are safe when you are kind of letting down that mask. And if you have been wearing a persona, that is, I'm trying to be perfect or I'm trying to be whatever it is, even though you know it crumbles a lot, people may not know who you are if you let down that mask and you're actually being your full ADHD self. So you need to make sure that you are creating a space of safety for you to do that, because if you bring that mask down too quickly, or you come out of that closet gangbusters, you may run into someone who is less than enlightened about ADHD and not willing to listen to the education that you certainly are willing to share with them. In fact, you run into toxic people. And those people can shut you down and force you back into that little hole again, like I was talking about at the beginning. Somebody steps on you, if you will. And then you're going to be even less likely to risk coming out again. And I don't want that to happen to you. And I don't think anybody else does either. So I want you to be safe as you do that. And then the second part of that is the people, if you find some people who are willing to listen and they're gulping and they're trying hard to understand, they may not get it for a while. And the truth is it's kind of like, I'm not suggesting that ADHD folks are alcoholics. I'm sure they're alcoholics in all walks of life, in all different communities. Mm-hmm. But in AA, there's the phenomena they call change back. The person who's been drinking is just, you know, horrible. They can't stand it. They're just doing all these stupid things, getting in car accidents and not being home and a host of other things. And the family says, we want nothing more than that for this person to stop drinking and to straighten up and act right. And when the person gets sober, the family says, oh, well, we don't like this person. We'd rather you change back and be the other person. At least we knew what to do with that person. At least we could be mad at you. Mm-hmm. At least we could do it. It was familiar. And I think a similar thing happens with ADHD disclosure. If you suddenly are out with your ADHD, and instead of trying to pretend to be whatever the persona is that you prefer to wear, that people may not like it much. Well, you know, now you're just screwing up all the time, or whatever the conversation may be. So I want to make sure that if people are going to do this, and believe me, Jeff, this takes a tremendous amount of courage to look at yourself and say, yes, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to trust that the people around me, after you prepare them, remember you got to prepare them a little bit, I'm going to trust that the people around me can take it, and they can. Most of the time you're going to be doing this with other adults, and they're grown-ups, just as you are, even though sometimes ADHD folks don't feel like grown-ups because we screw up so much, for sure. But it really is kind of, you know, you put it out there, and they may want you to change back. And that's, again, back to what I said at the beginning, is that you have to stand for yourself. That's why it's important to do that inner work. And the last thing I want to say about that is that it's also possible and absolutely acceptable if you choose to be out for a while and then decide that for safety, for your own safety, physical, emotional, whatever, that you choose to retreat a little bit. And that can be situation specific. You may choose to be your complete ADHD self when you're at home and you're in your glory and your ADHD glorying, and people are going, oh, yeah, there she goes again, or there he is again.
Yep.
And you may be at a cocktail party and you may decide to put that persona back on, perhaps partly. But you might give little clues that you have the ADHD gene hanging in there. You might say something like, oh, my gosh, I sometimes just go off on tangents when I'm talking to people. I can just see that that's what I did. And it doesn't say, oh, I have ADHD, but does acknowledge the ADHD part of you. I hope I'm not giving you a fire hose again. I'm trying to slow down.
Well, actually, it's funny because that goes back to, I was referencing the show that we did with Ari about the explanation and the disclosure, and what you just described is explanation and excuse. We also talked about disclosing the symptoms and not the diagnosis. And what you just described is describing the symptoms. And there's a big difference because it doesn't carry that judgment and stigma along with us, and it can be very, it can protect you in those types of situations. And it was kind of funny in the interview we did with him is, if at all possible, if you can manage the situation, disclose the symptoms, because it can sometimes get you the result that you need without having to go all the way to the diagnosis. So, Linda, for time reasons, I do want to kind of shift gears a little bit. So much of this conversation is focused on, there's a negativeness about kind of coming up, but the other side, can you speak to the freeness, if you will, of coming out and that disclosure of kind of going out and actually people accepting who you are? Because I think that if somebody's listening to the show about disclosure and they're thinking about it, I got to believe there's a side of this that's very, very beneficial that calls people. And can you share your experience on that?
Oh, thank you. You know this is the part that I love to talk about. This is the positivity piece that I love, because I absolutely believe that ADHD, like Ned Halliwell says, it's a gift, but it's sometimes hard to unwrap. But most of the time, there are a lot of gifts in ADHD. Not all the time, but certainly sometimes. And being able to be yourself in the world is incredible. And I'm glad you mentioned that word, because I wrote down the word freedom as I was kind of jotting down some notes and things that I really wanted to make sure that I said. Because when you are fully yourself in the world, your authentic self, you are absolutely free. And you can make choices about that and make them consciously and make them joyfully, if you will. And to be fully who you are in the world allows you to grow in ways that you'd never anticipated when you were closed in and kind of shut down. So I'm all about letting your light shine in the world. And I promised you that I was going to tell you that my vision of the world, and I will share that with you. I've shared it with Jeff before, but I'm going to do it again. And that is that I see a world one day when, at least in the professional world, that the employer will say something like, you apply for a job, and the employer says, "Oh, my gosh, you're ADHD? I've just lost my best ADHD employee. Somebody hired them away for twice the money. I'm desperate to have someone else with ADHD in my office. We need a creative. We need an out-of-the-box thinker. We need someone who can really bring us into the next century. Please, what is it that you want? We will do anything to hire you."
Wow.
And you talk about full disclosure. You will be broadcasting it from the rafters. And wearing your ADHD proudly instead of something that you feel ashamed of or embarrassed about. Because I hope you guys can see that. I hope you're not sitting at home or wherever you are saying, "Yeah, that's right. I wish that was happening in my office." And I'm not saying it's happening right now, but why can't we change the world? It's up to us.
So I got to tell you something, Linda. I hope I'm not going to get in trouble on this, but you're talking about owning it, and you were comfortable. And I've seen you in presentations, and I saw nothing but ADD. And I've seen another side of you. I've seen you in the halls of conferences, really struggling, and I've seen you soaring like an eagle. And the thing about it is. I cherish it all, because it's really hard to articulate what I've learned from you, both in those times when you were just on top of your game, but at the same time when you were really struggling with it. And I have to tell you, I'm disclosing this here because it's very, very meaningful, because to be yourself, a lot of people around you can really learn a lot. And you know, I was in one of your presentations one time. It was like the ADD, and I remember I was like one of the only guys in the room. It was a whole bunch of women. I went in there because I was like, I need to kind of get this. And you rocked the world. I mean, these people were just like, "Oh, my God." I've seen your technology presentation one time where you were a little bit out of sorts and stuff like that. But it was like, it was funny because I could study it and I could see it, but I could see you kind of pulling it together and the try. And the thing that I'm trying to convey here is that you're yourself. And I accept Linda, and I relish Linda, and it's funny because you being yourself, I now see the more beauty of who you are in some of the things that I've seen you do, and I just marvel at you. I mean, I think the last time we were on the show, I was like, I'm like the fan club and the idol of it. But I think that's the real positive side, is when people finally look and get you. I got to believe there's nothing more magical in this world.
I agree. I don't know if you're talking about me specifically getting me, but certainly. I think people want two things in the world. They want to be right, unfortunately, which is not such a thing, but they want to be heard, and they want to be known. And to be known and be loved for who you were, that's all I ever wanted when I was a kid. I always felt like I had to be something else that I wasn't, and I got so tired of pretending. I got so tired of the effort of carrying that around. And Jeff's exactly right. I am not perfect. And some of the times, if any of you have read my book or want to read the book or even parts of it, you can get just the first little chapter online at Amazon if you want to download it to your Kindle. I am absolutely honest about myself in there, and there are
brutally.
Things that are highly, highly embarrassing. The fact that kids didn't want to hang out with me at my own birthday party, that's not something that's easy to share. And so I gulp when I do that. When I write blog posts that show me in a negative light, and I think, oh my gosh, you know, I'm the coach. I should have it all together. I should have all the answers. I'm helping other people. But the truth is that my greatest, even though I've got training out the kazoo, my biggest part of me that makes for a good coach, and I'm losing my words right now, is because I deal with this every single day myself. Mm-hmm. Therefore, you're never going to hear me ridicule it, because I've been there and I've done that. But more importantly, when I share who I truly am, that's when I touch people the most. That when you allow yourself to show your vulnerability, and, oh my gosh, I screwed up. Even when you're in a presentation in front of a lot of people and you forget what you're saying, or your skirt rips, or you fall down, or whatever happens, at least people understand that you're human.
Yep.
And who wants to be around perfect people? Blah.
Touche. One is, I now coach other coaches to become ADD coaches, and when I talk to them about when you first meet somebody, if you can just sit in the mindset of, I want to get this person, I want them to feel like they've been heard, I want them to feel like somebody understands them. And it's funny, because as I describe that experience, because there's all these techniques and stuff that you can do, but it all washes away. But if you can say, I really want to get this person for the first time, and then I know you've had this experience when somebody's kind of calm and you get them, it's transformational for them. But what's amazing to me is it's a calling. The reason I do what I do is because when you can feel that silence of the aha and the relaxation on the other hand, when somebody kind of finally gets you, it's amazing. And I'm highlighting that because is if you've got these personas and these masks and stuff, it's hard to kind of get you to these walls and the stuff that's kind of come up there. And you are vulnerable when you step out to a big, but if you can, that one or two people that finally kind of grasp you and get you, it can be amazingly powerful and amazingly inspirational, I think, for those people in the right situations.
And it transforms not only the lives of those couple of people that get you, but it begins to transform you, and you begin to feel more able and more willing to share yourself with other people as well. It's permission.
With that, exactly. I want to circle back to what you said at the beginning, because I think it all resonates from the beginning, and that is...
Oh, but I've already forgotten that. I have ADD.
Comfortable. You've got to be comfortable in your own ADD. And
okay.
With that comes an education to understand what's going on, maybe some processing, disclosure, some coaching, maybe some CBT. I don't know what it is, but it's that point in time where you've got to work your way through it, where you're comfortable in and of yourself, and that's the times there. If you're not there, my sense is there's going to be a lot of anxiety around this, and if you impulsively jump into it, it's a great time to pause and think through the process. But if you go through this and you meditate and you spend a time like, hey, it's good, it feels right, I'm there, I've spent some time on it, it can be a really good thing.
Yeah, thank you for capsulizing. That's perfect.
Is there anything that we've left on the table that we need to touch base before we wrap
this
up?
Oh, there's tons of stuff. We could talk for another hour or two. But I think given our time frame, I think we've covered just about everything. I just want to encourage people, even if you're not coming out of your closet, even if you're going to stay in that little hole, at least be happy in there with you and don't feel like you have to hide from the world, because there are people out there that love you just exactly as you are, and I probably am one of them.
It's times like these, Linda, when I just have the music playing and just let it drift off, because there's nothing left to be said. But I haven't perfected that art. So, everybody, it's addiva.net. Go check out Linda Rogley. And Linda, thank you so much. God, we have.
I'm coming out, so it's gonna get the party started. I'm coming out, so we're gonna get this party started. That's all.
There we go, everybody. Linda, thank you so much for coming on the show. And everybody, catch us next week for another great edition of Attention Talk Radio. Take care.
Bye.